Recording started.
Thank you very much, Melanie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the CWG on Use of Country and Territory Names, as CLDs, on the 7th of December 2015. On the call today, we have Cheryl Longono, Maxime Alzober, Robin Gross, Anders Lang, Jaap Akkerhuis, Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Paul Schindler, Ricky Bracken, Laura Hutchinson, Griffin Barnett, Miana Tazik, Susan Payne, and Ron Sherwood. We received apologies from Colin O'Brien and Heather Forrest. From staff, we have Lars Hoffman, Bart Boswinkle, Kim Carlson, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Bart.
Thank you, Natalie. This is Bart Boswinkle for the transcript. This is a bit of a weird call, say, in after consulting with the co-chairs, and based on the previous call, we thought it would be best that, say, we from staff provide you an update where we are with regard to this survey and propose a way forward with regard to summary, etc. In order to do so, we wanted to first seek your feedback and whether you agree on a introduction of a tool, and that's a new item 2 on the agenda, and that's starting to create a dedicated wiki space for the CTN. Some of you will be aware of, the wiki space for example, the CWG and the CCWG, and looking at it, say, from a distance, we thought, after consulting with the co-chairs, that, a more active use of the wiki space, at least to use it as a repository for the different documents that have been floating around, would be useful. And we just started to introduce it for another working group, not specifically for this related to the CWG and CCWG. And we just want to inform you on a potential way on how to use it. And for that reason, I would like to, if you agree, want to hand it over to Kim Carlson and Lars to introduce you to potential use of Wikispace for this working group. Lars, Kim, over to you.
Hi, everybody. This is Lars, the record. Kim, I think if you're online, are you able to share your screen and talk people through it? Would that be okay? There you go. I'll hand over to you, and then I'll, if you hand it back to me, I'll talk a little bit about the submission so far.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. So, Lars, did you want to give an overview first and then have me...
All right, I'm going to take a very brief Kim. I think there might be some muting that needs to take place on your side.
Go ahead, Lars. Go ahead, Lars. Go ahead, Lars. Go ahead, Lars.
Here we go. This sounds much better. While we get this sorted out, the submission so far, I sent around an overview for the group together with the agenda for this call. I believe we have did a quick head count, 31 submissions plus the center overview, which contains 22. So that's quite an impressive number of feedback. Most of them have come from individual country code providers. There were 4 from individual GAC members, one from the ALAC, two from GNSS stakeholder groups and constituencies, and three individual ones. I note that although the deadline has passed, there were special requests from the GAC as a whole, as well as from VeriSign, to submit a little bit later due to personal circumstances, especially the VeriSign participant is undergoing surgery, I believe, last week. So they will submit this week or early next at the very latest. The overview that I sent around, I would like you to note that it's not a staff summary in any way. These are collated submissions that are taken word for word and have not been edited. So this can be taken as a reference document. We will also make sure, Kim will talk you through this in a moment, to slowly post all the answers on the web so you can see for yourself that it's just a copy and paste for reference purposes. Obviously, that would be helpful, but this document here, the overview that was sent around, contains everything. There is been a mentioning from .fi that I've overlooked their submission. I apologize for that. This will be updated with the next version. I'll go back to what we plan from here on going out, but I'll pass it on to Kim first to talk you through the wiki page. And to those that have already looked at the wiki, some of you might have looked at the wiki on the GNSO space. This is being created, I believe, on the CCNSO, at least side of things. But Kim will have more information. Thank you, Kim. Over to you.
Thanks, Lars. As Bart and Lars mentioned, we are going to use this wiki space as a repository for document submissions. It's a way to have version and document control. I'm not sure how many of you already know that the CTN does have a working wiki. Not sure if it's something people visit very often. Let me just show you what we're using on the CCNSO side. And we're just going to use this as a guideline. We're going to use this, and nothing set in stone. So anybody has any suggestions, feel free to let me or Bart or Lars know. But we're going to start it out as a migration of what's already on there and then be able to add the documents as they come in. Just kind of highlight some of the things we track action items on here. And then this particular working group on the CCNSO is very document heavy, and we do need to keep track of documents and versions, so we do have pages and subpages where we're able to track the documents and the versions and the dates they were created, and then spaces for comments and statuses. Other than that, we're going to make it very similar to this, unless anybody has any suggestions or objections. But that's it. Just wanted to show you briefly the current wiki page that we're using for the GRC and the CCNSO. Anybody have any comments or questions? Okay, Lars, I guess that's it, unless you had any questions.
No, that's all very good. Well, I mean, I suppose no questions is a good result. Thanks, Kim. That's much appreciated. So just as a quick way forward on the document that staff is going to prepare, we touched upon this briefly during our last call. I will, together with Bart, create, if you want, an overview of the submissions, of the content of the submissions. So this will obviously include some form of interpretation by staff, but you have the reference document there. What we're trying to do is to give you a brief overview visually, hopefully with some colors and some percentage numbers, similar to the survey that was submitted by the center. So to see how many respondents have supported each of the various options, That we will also work on a way to break this down to see which contributors supported which contributions, and we will also add obviously some pros to that to make sure that the group has an easy overview of the main arguments that were made either way in favor or opposing the individual options that that were put to the community. That's something that we would like to conclude by the end of this week. So for our final call this year on the 25th of September, December even, we'll have the document hopefully in front of us and be able to start working on that, or at least drawing up a work plan based on the document. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions on the document or how it will look like or should look like, very welcome to either submit this here or in the chat or drop me an email. And I see that Annabeth has her hand up. So Annabeth, over to you.
Annabeth, we can't hear you. Probably you have to unmute.
Better now? Do you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
yes,
can.
Yes, good. Okay. Thank you, Lars and Bart, for doing this work. I know it's a lot, and it's a lot of submissions, and we should be very grateful for that, that people are interested and feeling engaged in this question. But what I see is similarly that it's really difficult to pose the right question, and if you look at the answer that has been submitted, it, in my view, it's obvious that we perhaps haven't really managed to make the questions clear enough. So if you look into the answer, especially on some of the groups or some of the questions, it seems like they are answering two different things. So in my view, especially the question three, it seems like we have posed it in a way that, at least in my view, it, that was not what the intention was to ask. And therefore, we have got the questions in some of the answers have looked through the question and seen the real meaning of the question, but some other questions really ask us that, why do you ask this? It's obvious that it can't be this way. So perhaps we should take that into consideration when we go through the questions, Lars?
Annabeth, this is Bart.
Hello.
May I suggest that, say I've noted your concern, and I think this is a very valid and important point, because it's about the validity of the survey, etc. But I think the only time the time to address and answer your concern and address your concern and answer your question is at the time when you have a complete overview of the responses, because it could be that it's just a misinterpretation by one of the or two of the respondents, or it's really the construct of the survey is not very good or is not good enough. And that would say something to the validity of the answers as well. But my suggestion is that Lars and I prepare because that will just be a factual summary and with a reference to the responses, and then based on that we revisit your point.
It's Annabeth again. Yes, thank you, Bart. That would be good. But as I raised my questions in writing to Lars, and my concern is that what we are looking into is country and territory names only, and those who are originated from the ISO 3166 list. So when we ask for the question, especially the question three, when we ask about non-objection or support from government, it of course it should not be a non-objection or government support for all three articles. What we are asking about is the three-letter codes on the ISO only, not for the three-letter character strings as a whole. And I don't think that we have made that clear enough. Do you understand what my concern is?
Yes, I do, but I think it could be the interpretation, again, as I said, of one of the respondents. It could be, say, if it's across the board, say, you have another issue, and probably, say, in say, analyzing the summary, because that's something for the working group to do, is this may come up as an answer or as an issue. For further.
Okay, then I've just raised my concern, and you know about it, and that's the main thing. Yeah. Thank you very much, Bart.
Yeah, because if, say, just to be on the safe side, is if we do it now, we start already interpreting responses. And our suggestion is first collate all the answers and then start the analysis based on all the responses received. Other questions,
okay.
Comments relating to this? Grigory, you've got your hand up, and Carlos has his hand up. Grigory, go ahead. Grigory, you are on mute. So please unmute or type your question, comment into the chat.
My question is following. In general, we see all presenters, but unfortunately, I know your voice, Bart. It's very easy for me to understand that it's Bart Gossip. But Annabeth Lang, we saw that her hand was raised and she spoke, and we hear her. In the case of organizers, we don't recognize who is the speaker. Could you please describe, is it possible to give us information who is the speaker from organizers? Thank you.
This is Bart. Grigory, what do you mean speaker along who organized? So I didn't understand.
So when, no. We have participants, and we saw that, we see that one of the participants have raised his hand. And the speaker, we see the speaker. But in case of organizers, we don't see who speaks.
Okay.
Is it possible to...
So we'll make it sure that this happened. This is Bart, for the record. Yeah, we will list our name again, as said, and as Natalie requested, for the record. Thank you, Grigory. Carlos?
Yes, thank you, Bart. This is Carlos Gutierrez, for the record. Thank you, Annabeth, for your question, and I fully understand your worry. We really have to analyze all responses because in the case of Switzerland, for example, they came up with at least another five lists, international lists. So we are going to be very, very careful in this issue. It's a pity that Jorge Cancio is not here, but that was the question I was going to put forward to him. If we're going to include more lists than just the ISO list we have been using. But I agree with Bart, we have to deal carefully. And I recognize that some people have mentioned that this is just only a list, this is a standard, this is not common law, et cetera, et cetera. So we really are going to pay a lot of attention to the comments, and we will have to define if what is a list, what is a standard, what is law, and which ones are we going to apply. Thank you very much, Annabeth.
Thank you, Carlos. Jaap, you've raised your hand. And Grigory, Carlos, would you be so kind to take down your hand unless you have an additional comment? Jaap, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make a remark about the other list. There are lots of lists and there are lists of lists even. And some of the people have asked me informally whether I knew other lists, and I gave them liberty, and I'm actually surprised that nobody actually put them in the answers. And this survey is just a starting survey, and I don't think that all the questions are final, and nor all the suggestions are final. So the people would have... I thought that the company letter only said that this was an idea of the questions, but please fill in whatever other thoughts you had. And so I was actually expecting people to fill in, come up with other lists. So I guess, during the discussion of when we go talking about these things will come up anyway. People shouldn't feel restrained by this. Thanks.
Thank you, Jaap. This is Bart again for the record. Any other comments, issues regarding this point on the agenda? If not, then we'll proceed to the next point on the agenda, and that is, I have to scroll back up. Scroll down. It's the face-to-face meeting at ICANN 55 in Marrakesh. I just want to draw your attention to the following. Is this will be the first meeting A according to the new ICANN meeting strategy. This means that at 5, say that's my understanding, on Monday at 5 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. local time, there will be a public forum, a new format of the public forum, according to the schedule. This usually was the time for a CCNSO, GNSO council meeting. As this would overlap with the, public forum at this meeting, but also in future meetings, it is highly likely that the CCNSO, GNSO councils will meet at another time on that day. And after some, based on where we are, this will most likely be again, and this will be a revisit of the previous format, will be a lunch meeting on Monday. So that might impact the scheduled time of the CTN, which was most, I think, conveniently for all of you, would start at 11:30. After some discussion and trying to compare, the notes of the different groups, it is also very clear that Sunday and or Saturday will not be available due to the GNSO Council workshops, due to CCNSO working groups, and due to the at-large meetings and the GAC meetings on Saturday and Sunday. So our proposal is to look at a time right after the public or after the opening ceremony, somewhere starting around 10:30 local time for this group, if that doesn't overlap with the opening ceremony, until noon. This would allow those of you who are on any of the councils to attend the council, and the afternoon would be free for the hot topics and the public forum. So this was just a heads up of potential shifts of time and date, but we'll suggest some timing at the later stage at a later stage, but so just you are aware. So alternatively, but I assume this is has a lower priority. The only feasible time we see is on Thursday morning, but my understanding is that preferably the CTN wants to meet on Monday and on Monday morning in order to allow to attend the high level or the high high impact topics and public forum. That's all with regard to the ICANN face-to-face meeting 55. So it's more a scheduling issue than anything else. And we also assume that you want to have 1.5 hours as usual at face-to-face meetings. Any questions, comments relating to this point? No questions, comments. Okay, thank you very much. Confirmation of next meeting. Lars, you want to say anything about it? And Carlos or Annabeth? And Paul, I know Paul is also on the call.
Thank you, Bart. This is Lars from ICANN Staff. We sent around a note, I think, probably 10 days ago to the group to sort of the next, well, what is now the next two meetings. A suggestion was to meet on the 21st of December for the last time in this calendar year, so that's 2 weeks from now. And there might be a good time to look at the overview paper that has will by then be prepared by staff, and potentially raise any issues along the lines that Annabeth raised today. So we could look at that during the call. And then the next meeting, I suggest, to be the 11th of January, which is the second Monday in 2016, and then start from then onwards knuckling down on the substantive work on the three data codes and continue weeking bi-weekly from then on out. That's all from me. If anything else needs to be raised, I'm happy to pass on the microphone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lars. Any questions, comments relating to the next meeting days? The only thing is what I see is affirmative. Two people raised. Annabeth, go ahead, please.
Hello, this is Annabeth Lang. I just wonder, I read the question from Maxime, but I am not sure what he's asking. Could you have a look at that question on the chat?
Read it. Is it possible to conduct a poll when we have ability to check what is going on at other groups? Is the Maxime, it's I'm not clear. It's about the time of the meeting during Morocco. Okay, thank you, Maxime.
Okay. I see.
To do the poll, yes, that would be possible. And as I said, we will look into it. This was just a pre-warning that the almost usual time at 11:30. Will not work, but we'll try as soon as we have more insight into the main schedule, etc. We'll get back to you, but this was just a pre-warning that things will change. Thank you. Grigory, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yes, let me ask you once more the same question. What kind of a representation of community you need? Maybe it's, I want to say once more, maybe you need some kind of formal approval of community, including government, including civil society, including commercial organizations, or just representative is enough.
This is, even a representative is probably too high. This is, as I said on, as we said on previous call, this is an informal poll And it's targeted at a broad community. So it's not a true survey with pure representatives of organizations that deal with this issue in a country. It's not like the survey the study group did in cooperation with what was it? The not the OECD, but the other one.
UNESCO, Bart.
Yeah, UNESCO. So that was a very rigid in the sense of representation, etc. This is just looking at the sense of people involved in the community in the within the GNSO, the GNSO stakeholder groups, within the GAC, within the CCNSO, etc. So it's just as somebody else said, this is just an informal, Jaap said it, this is an informal query across the community to assist the working group to have a sense of direction of travel of some of the community members and have a as a starting point for further discussion. Does that answer your question, Grigory?
So it's a measuring of temperature.
Sorry, I didn't understand you.
Can we say that it's a measuring of the temperature?
Yeah, something like this, yeah. And it's not conclusive. Say, this is just a starting point for the discussion, which will then go, the working group will discuss it and any conclusions, recommendations based on it will go into a next report, if any, and that will be again shared with the community and sought for input. This is just taking, the root temperature of the room. Does that answer your question, Grigory? Okay, thank you. Now, as such, I think we are at the any other business. Any other business for people want to raise? Any comments, questions? I see Carlos is typing. That's all. You're welcome. I thank you very much all for attending the call, and hopefully next time it will not be as much a staff-run call as today. Thank you very much.
You did a great job. It was
bye-bye.
A wonderful effort. Bye.
Bye all.
Thank you very much, Melanie. You may now stop the recording. Cool. Thank you for your support.